is joining us now on the buyersafety.com hotline is the COO of the Dallas Cowboys, the mighty Stephen Jones. How are we doing today, Stephen?
Hey, guys. We're doing all right. Tough one yesterday that we're going to obviously have to get back to work and rebound from and learn from it.
Well, you know the nature of these things, Stephen. People are outraged. The Cowboys will never win another game again. You need to cut everybody, fire the whole staff, let's go. But before you get in there and really, you know, dice this thing up, did you leave the stadium yesterday thinking there was one bigger culprit than anything else as to the reason you guys didn't get done what you wanted to get done?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's very absolute. I mean, you turn the ball over three times against a really good football team led by Aaron Rodgers, and you don't create any turnovers, you're going to lose probably. We've got our analytics guys give me the exact number, but I'm sure you're going to lose 90% of the time if you don't protect the ball. And, we certainly wasn't on Dak altogether either. I mean, we had some balls that were bouncing up, and, you know, we just you can't turn the ball over in this league and not create turnovers and win football games.
How big of a problem is it that your defense just doesn't seem to create turnovers? They're pretty good. They just don't. Traditionally, they don't really create turnovers.
Yeah, and I just think we've got to continue to work at it. We traditionally hadn't. I thought we were turning the corner last year. We were starting to create some turnovers. Obviously, Chris Broussard comes from a system that's historically created them. I know we work at it in a big way, and, we just got to continue. We're starting to get more pressure on the quarterback. Obviously, we played, a quarterback last night who's pretty good at not turning the ball over. And so we've got to play, we've got to replicate that if we're going to win. And if against good football teams, no matter what environment, if you turn the ball over and give them more possessions, then you're gonna have an uphill battle to win a football game.
You know, Stephen, I'm with you on that. All that, I think that's the number one reason you lost. But there is one thing that stands out that is very troubling to me, and that's that it's a guy who had 40 yards on 23 carries in the previous 2 weeks, run for four touchdowns on you guys, and I'm worried about this team's run defense. How do you guys get better, or is it as big of a worry as I'm making it out to be?
I think all these things are things we have to address. I don't think anyone wants to stick their head in the sand and think that we don't have a lot of room for improvement here. As you said, I mean, they ran the ball well against us yesterday, and we've got to be better now. We've got to stop the run. We've got to create, we've got to make plays on the ball and turn the ball over, and then we've got to do a better job of protecting the ball. Obviously, yesterday was, not one of our better days, and, when you're playing a team led by Aaron Rodgers, we've had Pitts beating him even when we played at our best. And, you're going to have a long day.
Is it easy for you to pinpoint where the run defense is breaking down? Is it the defensive tackles? Is it the linebackers? Obviously, it's a little bit of everybody, but can you pinpoint where the bigger problems are?
No, I mean, you said it best. You got 11 guys, and they all got to do their job in this defense. And, it's run fit, so, it starts right there. And then, you've got to make tackles. You've got to, it's a combination of things. And I'm sure, we're about to step into a staff meeting, and we'll hear a lot more about it and, from the defensive coaches and see what their thoughts are. But we just got to, we got to get back to work. Before this week, we were doing a great job of holding our opponents down in terms of, the amount of points that were being scored. And yesterday, we just didn't get the job done. So, we've got to be more consistent and control the things we control. If we want to be a great team, you've got to be consistent week in and week out. It can't be, you have two or three weeks of playing well, and then a couple of weeks you don't play so well. So, that's not what the type of team that we want to have here. I know our staff doesn't want that. I think we've got the right kind of players. I know they don't want that. And as you said, I know there's our fans are disappointed, have every right to be disappointed. And the way we played, I just thought it was a great atmosphere. Hats off to our fans yesterday when we walked in the building and they stuck in there. And, one thing about our team, they don't, they never quit. And, they played their ass off all the way to the end, but, we just dug too deep a hole to crawl out of it. But we've got to be better than this.
Talking to Stephen Jones here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Is this an accurate characterization of y'all's defense that y'all don't really change things up from week to week? You kind of, you are who you are and you try to execute. There's not as much schematic difference. Rod's style is to play a certain way and then execute that. Is that an accurate description of how you guys approach things, or do you think maybe y'all mix it up more than people suspect?
I don't think so. I think we would mix it up more than people suspect, and I'm sure, you know, depending on who we're playing and what the situation is, you know, sometimes we can be a little more conservative than others, but I just think we're going to have to continue to, you know, self-evaluate, self-scout what we're doing so that we can play better as a team in all three phases, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams. You know, we've got a lot of confidence that we've got a really good football team here, and we've just got to, you know, we have to clean some things up, and we can't stick our head in the sand, and we have to go in here and self-evaluate and self-scout and improve on where we are right now.
So Coach Garrett had the strange penalty called. It was almost like a technical foul on an NBA coach. I don't know that I've ever seen a referee get his feelings hurt and throw a flag for something that was said to him. Very odd penalty. And they kept, the broadcast would flash to you guys right after that. And I was real happy for you guys and for Coach Garrett that you guys immediately picked up the first down and it didn't hurt you. But I'd just love to know, what was the thought process, or what are you guys thinking as you're watching that go down up in the owner's suite?
Well, you just never know. You know, when we're sitting there, we don't know what's been said. We don't know what, you know, if there's been warnings or hadn't been warnings. Certainly, we'll be visiting, you know, with the league office to see exactly what the reasons were for the penalty. And I hadn't really had a good chance to discuss with Jason yet, you know, that particular situation. But, you know, obviously it was an emotional day for us. It was great to see, you know, Jason was certainly fired up. We were trying to make a run. And, you know, he does a great job of keeping our guys in games and, you know, keeping them playing hard all the way to the finish. And certainly he's no different. And we were trying to fight back into it. And, you know, it was an emotional situation. And, you know, it is what it is. We can't take that back, but we'll certainly understand it better in the future. I mean, obviously, you know, Jason's class act, and we'll just have to see exactly what the details of that particular situation were.
Do you know if there were warnings given, and do you know at all what was said?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Do you want to guess what was said?
No, I don't.
Yeah, we probably would get in trouble and have to dump you anyways. So that'd probably be a bad
decision.
I don't
want to speculate.
Right. How would you evaluate Dak's last 2 weeks? Reason I say is because we put we built a statue for Dak outside of every stadium after the first 3 weeks. How do you think he's playing the last two?
I still think he's playing really well. I mean, when you play, you know, the quarterback position in the NFL, you're gonna have challenges. And you know, yesterday we had two backup tackles in the game, and I thought he responded well. Obviously, he threw for, did a great job of bringing us back and threw for a lot of yards. Amari, you know, as great as he was, I'm sure he's sick about the pass that he didn't reel in. And I know Dak wants to protect the ball, but. You know, we're very fortunate to have Dak. We're going to win a lot of football games with him. And it was, you know, unfortunately one of those days where, you know, things weren't going just right. But overall, you know, I think Dak's playing at a level that we can, you know, that we can win with. We just had some unfortunate situations. And certainly the Packers, hats off to the Green Bay Packers. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is one of the greatest to ever play the position. And, you know, you just can't. You know, you can't give the advantage of giving them three extra possessions based on turnovers. We all know how that works in the NFL, and unfortunately, we had that yesterday. But, you know, Dak's playing at a high level. We're going to win a lot of football games before this is all said and done, and he's going to be a big reason why.
So special teams-wise, you know, your kicker and your punter, both of them are struggling a bit right now. Are you concerned about either of those positions, and will you consider making a switch there?
No, I think they're both, you know, they're both pros. We both think a lot of them. You know, no different than, you know, the offense and defense had their struggles yesterday. Certainly our special teams wasn't perfect either. And just like offense and defense are going to have to bear down, correct the mistakes, and move forward. But we've got a lot of confidence in both Chris and Brett. And, look forward to I know they're looking forward to improving just as our offense and defensive units do as well.
I know you're consumed with football on a Sunday, but I'm assuming you're aware that George Bush and Ellen DeGeneres will be at the game before the game. Is that safe to say?
Yes, we're aware of it.
Okay, so did you know they were going to be sitting together? And if so, where were they sitting, and how did all that come together?
Well, I'm not in charge of the seating chart. that goes to Gene and Charlotte. But I did not know that they were going to be sitting together, but I was aware of the guest list, but was not aware. Of course, as you know, we don't sit in the suite during the game. So
right.
Had heard they heard afterwards that they were sitting together, and I think they enjoyed each other's company.
It looked like they were having fun up there. Hey, we got to ask you about this. We'll be accused of being soft if we don't. But some odds came out from Vegas earlier saying that Coach Garrett was one of the coaches that's on one of the hottest of hot seats. And so
second best odds.
I want to give you a chance to address that. Is Coach Garrett on a hot seat?
Absolutely not. He's done a great job with this team. As you saw yesterday, he had this team playing hard when a lot of teams – that game could have gotten real ugly when it was 31-3 there in the back end of the third quarter. And he's got them playing hard, and we've just got to correct a few things, and and we'll be back in line. I totally believe that. I know Jerry believes it, and Jason's just doing a great job with this team, and I know we'll correct what we need to correct to go win a lot of football games.
Okay, Stephen, before we let you go, any final message you want to deliver to Cowboy fans, the ones that are getting ready to jump off a bridge? Any final words for those folks?
Well, I just tell them to hang in there with us. Certainly disappointing. Hated to have that kind of disappointing performance. But at the end of the day, I really believe we're going to, correct these things that need to be corrected for us to be more consistent and win these football games. And we really like our football team. And I know we got the right kind of guys. We really like our staff. And I just feel like that we're, the best is yet to come. And I know we'll improve.
Thanks a lot, Steve. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Thanks, guys.